Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine Sunday? My voice is like 90% there, so watch out, people. Watch out. Unbelievable. This is taking so long. I hope you're having a great morning. I was on the road yesterday, so I couldn't do this teaching, but it is Sunday. If you have a little bit of time, sit down, open up your Bible. I'm going to go over Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Just one day a week, if it's Saturday, if it's Sunday, get into the habit of reading for yourself. I suggest reading out loud because the word faith is specifically to have conviction in what you hear, believing what you hear. So if you're reading it out loud, that allows you to hear it. But take time once a week, start to get into the pattern, because when you start doing it, God will start opening up the word to you in your situation, which is exactly what happened to me today. We're going through kind of a financial struggle right now in the business, and I'm just going to God like crazy. And yesterday, God showed me there was just an amazing thing that happened to me yesterday, which comforted me. And then today, to read this just blew my hair back. God will work with you in your situation, which is why I always like these teachings are great, but build the relationship with God. Go to God, read it on your own terms. And God will he'll open it up to you and work with you in your situation. If you go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, it says, to everything, and this is as a whole, altogether, to everything as a whole, there is an appointed time and a season to every purpose or pleasure or desired thing under heaven or the heavenlies. There is an appointed time to everything, and God appoints that time. We don't appoint it. Verse 2, there is a season and a time to bear, and there is a season and a time to die. There is a time to plant, and there is a time to pluck up that which is planted. It is beyond man's power to alter the seasons. You can't, and believe me, I know it. Like, right now, I'd like to alter the fact that it's still freezing. I have the worst spring fever ever right now. I just want to get out. I can't change what's going on, and we can't change, and I can't change what's happening in my life right now with the business. But God sets the time, and when you recognize that you are God's child and he's working with you, he's not going to allow you to fail. Verse 3, a time to kill, and this is judicially to execute sentence, and a time to heal. There's a time to break down or break open, and there's a time to rebuild. Right now, I feel like that's what's going on in our business. God's kind of breaking me down, and he's going to build me back up. He's going to build this back up in the way he wants to build it. But the point is, God chooses that time. Verse 4, there's a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance or jump with excitement. There's a time to cast away stones as in a vineyard, and there's a time to gather stones. And this casting away is removing a field, and there's a time to build up a field. God might be working with you to change what's going on in your life, to change what you're focused on. And it's hard to go through that change. But that's where patience, when you start seeing God working and operating and you winning, knowing that God's there doing it for you and with you, you'll start to have that patience, and you'll be comfortable in times of struggle. Verse 6, a time to get, and there is a time to lose, a time to keep or to guard, and a time to cast away. There's a time to rend or to cut out, and a time to sew or join together. And I always think about this with friends. Sometimes you need to remove friends, and sometimes you need to heal and bring them back. God will work with you to show you what you need in your life. You just have to give reverential awe to God and go to God and ask for his direction. Ask for him to open the door. Ask for him to close the door. To show you how to get to a place where you're better in your life. And sometimes you don't even recognize what that is or what that means. There can be spiritual influences. There can be carnal influences. And God's going to work with you through those. to build you up. And again, it's all about the relationship. So even if things are crazy in the cosmos, it doesn't matter because it's you and God. It's your relationship and God's. That's it. Well, that and his son. Verse 7, there's a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh wherein he laboreth or toileth? What is the profit of your labor? Because it's all going away at the end. It's not really going to matter. So what is the purpose? Verse 10, I have seen and considered the business which God hath given the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time, in his proper season. Recognize where it comes from. God is above all. We're just in this, I don't even know what you call this, mess. He's above all. He knows what's going on. He's going to decide when it's the right time. He hath made everything beautiful in his season, and he hath set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. The point is whatever God chooses, it will be forever. And you can take total comfort in that. No matter what's happening in your life, go to God, pray, lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Be blessed, recognize who you are. And have a phenomenal day. God bless you. Excited to have that voice back. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Well, Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for today and just that everything gets done that needs to get done. I'm very grateful and thankful for yesterday and the whole trip and that I can get just everything. I pray that you take care of this situation with the finances, with the business, that we get sales, and that everything's just put back in order. I also pray that you show us either slow down time or whatever needs to happen so that we can grow the production side. I pray that you just show me how to do it and give me the strength to get through it. I thank you for my brother and the believing of my family, and I just ask for a great day and a blessed day, and I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.